After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they left their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in their boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. So we begin with this ordinary time with the beginning of Mark's gospel and these first words of Jesus recorded by St. Mark. Like maybe his campaign slogan or his coming out speech, and what's going to be happening. So maybe we can look at just these three little sentences that will set the stage for the rest of his public ministry. This is a time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Everything Christ does is a proclamation of his kingdom. He came to usher in this new kingdom, the kingdom of God. And we know that the kingdom of God that Jesus brings is not so much a place or a location, but it's a condition, it's a state, it's the reality. And it's that which we are called to, that's which we are made for. And he sets the conditions to repent and believe in the gospel. This is how we enter into the kingdom of God. Because, you know, elsewhere he says the kingdom of God is at hand. It's closer to you than you realize. Then he gives us all those parables about what the kingdom of God is like. It's so easy to miss. To miss out on, to miss it, to not realize it, if we don't repent and believe in the gospel. This turning of our life, turning back to what's supposed to be, and turning our back on what is, on the way of sin, of mistrust, of dishonesty, self-sufficiency, arrogance, pride, all those things that we battle with every day. This morning, the Lord is inviting us to repent and to believe in the gospel, have this confident assurance in who Jesus is and the eventual fulfillment of his promises. This is what it means to believe in the gospel, the good news that Christ has come, Jesus has been sent to save us from our sins, and it's a reality. This is the new kingdom. So let's pray for the grace to enter into this time of fulfillment, to be able to recognize, to live in this kingdom of God, of peace and justice, of mercy and love, and pray for the grace of repentance, to turn our back on all things that are not of God and for God, and pray for the grace to believe in the gospel, to believe in the good news of Jesus Christ.